Welcome to Historically St. Pete, a weekly conversation where we explore the truth and myths of the people and events that created the Sunshine City. Hi, my name is Rui Frias. I have the coolest job in town. I'm the executive director of the St. Petersburg Museum of History. Located on the St. Pete Pier, the Museum of History has been sharing the stories of the Sunshine City for 103 years, and now we're happy to share them with you here on Radio St. Pete. So today, Labor Day, a vast number of Americans have the day off, relaxing, getting the last days of summer in, maybe the last weekend on the beach. Heck, everything will be flavored pumpkin starting today. There's a group of Americans who never get the day off. Our servicemen and women who are on call 24/7. The Museum of History currently has an exhibit honoring those men and women, but it won't be up for long. It'll come down sometime in the beginning of October. The American Soldier exhibit, a 3,000 square foot exhibit highlighting the story of America's military from the Civil War to the Persian Gulf, is on display in our main gallery. The entire exhibit is curated from the museum's collections and features everything from the actual American Soldier photography exhibit. This is a photography exhibit that won the Pulitzer Prize. It was curated by Seema Rubin out of New York. It went on tour worldwide for years until it came here to St. Petersburg, and then Seema graciously donated the entire collection to the museum. It is a photography exhibit that shows the humanity of the American soldiers. It's not a battle exhibit. Actually, a large number of these photographs show American soldiers helping children and women in all the conflicts from the Civil War, actually to the war in Afghanistan. Very powerful images. Some of the most powerful, actually, are from Vietnam and from even earlier, where they see soldiers receiving letters from home. There's one photograph where a young man in World War I is about to be shipped off to France, and with his arm around a tearing mother who's about to let him go to war. The photography exhibit has been up probably for about 6 months, maybe 8 months now. And again, once it leaves these walls, it'll probably go into storage for a little while. So this is a great opportunity to actually come in and see it. That's just part of the exhibit. The rest of the exhibit contains artifacts and cases throughout the gallery, again, from the museum's collection, that do date back to the Civil War. There is a case from World War II that has artifacts from both sides, both the Axis and the Allied armies. One of the coolest cases, actually, is that from the Spanish-American War. Now, a lot of people don't realize that when we declared war on Spain, that splendid little war, as it was called, most of the troops that went to Cuba and to Puerto Rico trained here in the Tampa Bay area. Actually, the Tampa Bay Hotel, which is now the University of Tampa, was the headquarters for the soldiers before they launched on the invasion of Cuba. And you got to understand that we didn't have a standing army back then. We didn't have this large military. When we ended up going to war against Spain after the USS Maine was sunk in Havana Harbor, basically a number of volunteers signed up and showed up in Tampa, including one of the most famous volunteers, Teddy Roosevelt. So the Rough Riders and Teddy Roosevelt show up in Tampa. They actually stay at the Tampa Bay Hotel or the University of Tampa, where they train for 2 months before the ships start to get packed and these guys start to go to Cuba. Now, one cool unknown fact is that when the ships were leaving Tampa, they were so gung-ho and such in a hurry to leave to go to Cuba that the smaller, faster ships had to turn around numerous times and come back because the flagships were slower and bigger, of course. And they ended up coming to St. Petersburg. Apparently, there wasn't enough fresh water to store in all of these ships for the soldiers, so they actually came to St. Petersburg, docked on our waterfront, and that's where pipes were run from Reservoir Lake, which we now call Mirror Lake, down to the waterfront so they can fill up those ships. But the Spanish-American War case that we have, since we have such a deep history with the Spanish-American War here in the Tampa Bay area, has a really cool drum in it. That was part of the, it was a Spanish-American war drum signed by everyone in that division. It has a machete that was used to cut down the jungle. It has another hat that was worn. by one of the military. And again, and these guys back then would sign, they would get their platoon or their division to basically sign everything. So they would go home with this, with the signatures of all their soldiers. The another case that we have, that's probably one of the most popular cases in this exhibit, is a collection of swords. When you think about swords, of course, you think about ancient military, and we have some of these swords that date back to the 18th century in this case, that are naval swords. They're also army swords that the officers would carry during this time. And we actually have probably the most modern one we have is a 1902 army officer sword that was also carried into battle. The exhibit also has a collection of uniforms representing the different branches of our military. And last but not least, is a nod back to St. Petersburg's role in World War II. When the United States entered the Second World War, the U.S. government knew that it had to train a 9 to 10 million man and woman military fighting force, and it was going to cost the government billions of dollars to build training facilities to do that. Well, Florida was still reeling from the Great Depression. And when this became known, basically the leaders in Tallahassee contacted the War Department and said, listen, we have everything you need. We have hundreds of thousands of empty hotel rooms throughout the state. We have over 1,000 miles of beaches that you could practice landing on. Because if you remember, in the very beginning of the war, Germany had not declared war against us yet. So we were just focused on fighting the Japanese. And we basically have everything you need, especially climate. A lot of the soldiers that came to Florida were training to go to the Pacific. So let's face it, imagine being in Florida in July or August in a wool uniform practicing landing on beaches, right? So we had the same climate that they had in the South Pacific. We had the same terrain. And, of course, we had mosquitoes as big as pigeons back then. So it was perfect training for these soldiers. Every major city in Florida became a training facility. In St. Petersburg, we had over 100,000 members of the U.S. Army Air Corps arrive here. They took over every hotel except for one. It was the Suwanee was the only hotel that remained open to the public. And these soldiers trained here from 1942 to the beginning of 1945. Albert Witted Airport was turned into a training facility for fighter pilots. Clearwater Field, which is now St. Pete Clearwater National Airport, was used for fighter and bomber training, as was MacDill Field over in Tampa. So for about 2 years, these soldiers lived here. They came here with their families, most of them. And it really changed St. Petersburg and Florida forever. Basically, when these officers and these enlisted men went off to war and then came back, a lot of them came back to Florida, and this is when you see the huge population explosion in our state. When these soldiers came back and they had discovered Florida for the first time and decided that they would rather live here than in Buffalo, New York. So again, this exhibit will be open to the public until the second week of October, when it'll come down and a brand new exhibit will be going up. That'll be talking about the history of tourism here in Florida. So we invite everyone to come and check it out, honor our soldiers, and hopefully learn something about the history of our military that's not really taught in history classes when you go to school around the country. So I want to thank everyone so much for joining us today on Historically St. Pete, and so we could share this unique piece of history with you. I invite everyone to tune in weekly to RadioSt.Pete.com for Historically St. Pete, and to stop by the Museum of History on your next visit to the pier to explore the rich and unique history of the Sunshine City. So visit HistorySt.Pete.org for more details on our exhibits and events. I hope everyone has a great Labor Day.